seeing Jeffrey Epstein, it left some lingering mysteries. One of the biggest ones is whether he ever worked for a American or foreign intelligence agency. The former Labor Secretary, who was Miami U.S. Attorney, Alex Acosta, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the Senate?
Yeah, sure.
If hey, I could... Could I just interrupt for
sure.
one second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
At this point, hi, everybody. At this point, my heart broke. I'm going to jump in here and there just with commentary on what was how I was feeling at the time of watching this. But I won't. I was heartbroken. Okay, Pam Bondi, I was just so enraged. But Trump, all I kept thinking is, what about the thousands of kids that have been raped, trafficked, abused, killed, used? We're not going to go down that route. You know where I'm going. Okay, I'm going to carry on.
This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time? And do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this, where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that. And the minute missing from the video, we released the video showing definitively the video was not conclusive.
He's a Scientologist,
but
by the way.
The evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It was old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night. And that's it on Epstein.
So, I was literally breaking down because I've been doing this for how long? Started the column in 2010? Column for 5 years? Talking about the Epstein? Talking about Epstein from the very beginning? Talking about Virginia Giuffre? You know, we talked about how it's all connected, how they're connected to Savile, how they were connected to Mark Dutroux, and we also now they're connected to Diddy. So watching this, I was like, whoa, breaking, like nearly having, like crying. Then I was looking on Twitter, and the first things I was seeing is people saying, well, maybe he's using this for leverage with all these leaders, but we're still not going to find the truth. The children aren't still going to get justice. You know, I used to like Dan Bongino. I used to listen to his shows. Totally, the distrust is gone. Same with Kash Patel. Kash Patel just looks like a rabbit in headlights. And as for Pam Bondi, she's full of shit. Sorry, Jesus. That was warranted, though. She's full of crap. But for Trump to come out and say that, of course, everybody's wants to know. And now that no one's going to shut up about it. Okay, everyone's going to, the MAGA base is fuming. Well, a lot of them. Now, as most people know who listen to the show, I followed the Q posts from, they started out in the October of 2017. I jumped on the bandwagon around the March. of 2018. And throughout the whole COVID, throughout the smart cities and, you know, all the other things, COVID, Russia, wars, etc. It ain't going to happen. None of it's going to happen. We've got to trust the plan. And I have fully trusted the plan. So I'm feeling really low, like, oh my God, we have been played. Then Liz Crokin posts. Hang on a minute, because it's not the... Liz Crokin. She posts, how do you get the media to cover Epstein? Do you get both your MAGA base and Democrats, including top house Democrats, righteously pissed off and fired up about Epstein so they demand justice and the release of the Epstein files for his child sex trafficking ring and blackmail operation? Well, guess what? The whole world now knows that Epstein was not just running a sex ring, trafficking ring. He was also running a blackmail operation and working for or with intelligence agencies such as the CIA and Mossad. Kudos to the reporter who asked Trump about that today. So here she goes. So I'm feeling so much better. Okay, yes, makes sense. Still a bit twitchy, got a bit more twitchy because immediately after that I saw Dan Bongino coming out and who they made their, you know, it's all closed, the matter's closed, and I got a bit triggered. And then I came across this. Crazy AF, knowing that Rachel Chandler's name is coming up in the Q Deltas tomorrow. And they're talking about it now. Now, I did post that today's six-year delta was when Fox News came up with the banner of crimes against children for the Clinton Foundation. So that was a six-year delta today. Tomorrow's six-year delta, it's all about the tunnels that we got, all about Epstein, the flight log. I'm not going to open all of these. People can go to qalerts.pub and you can just type in like JUL09 and you'll get all the posts from July the 9th, from the start of the Q posts till they stopped in 2022. But the picture here, those are the tunnels under Epstein, which Rachel Chandler posted, which Rachel Chandler was photographed on a plane with Jeffrey Epstein when she was young. Rachel Chandler also has a photo with P. Diddy when she was 15. And I want to get to Diddy in a minute. So these photos that we're looking at here now are the security tapes. And Rachel Chandler posted this on her Instagram back in 2013, May the 19th, 29, sorry, July. July the 19th, 2013. And look, you've got people all dressed in white, sitting on all these benches. Not very nice, but there is an image there. I'm not going to say what it is. It's absolute debauchery. Total and utter debauchery. And that tomorrow is the six-year delta. So, yeah, I am feeling a little bit better than I was earlier. And I'm going to try and stick with the plan. I think Trump should have chosen his words better. Because Trump is all for the kids. We're just going to have to watch this space, pray, and hold faith. Now, I'm going to play a excerpt right now of an interview that happened back in 2016. I think it may have been on Inauguration Day. November the 4th. Yeah, it would have been. Inauguration Day or the day before, where the NYPD... forced FBI Comey, James Comey, who was head of the FBI back then under Obama. Well, it's his daughter that prosecuted Ghislaine Maxwell. She was the district attorney for the Southern District of New York back when Ghislaine Maxwell was prosecuted. And Ghislaine Maxwell is in a nice cushy jail, like an open kind of prison. And guess who's the Attorney General for Southern District of New York at this time, at the moment, who presided over Diddy's trial, who actually replaced the guy who came out with the statement when they said they were pressing charges, the black guy, I can't remember his name. Well, she took over that case. And look how badly she did that case. I mean, we're hoping that this man will see justice. And again, his crimes, because look at all the victims. Look at Ali Carter. Look at Nikki Shelton, I think her name is, who went and she was abused by Kanye and Diddy. And I know Jay-Z is now in a lot of trouble. So that's all I'm going to talk about tonight. We will come back and give you a huge update on what's been going on. Thank you to everybody who supported the website. It is back. It's been a bit of a ball ache for the guy who's taken over the site, and he's moved it over to his servers. But we're getting there. We are absolutely getting there. So that's it. I will be back in the next few days. So it's libertytactics.co.uk. This will be out on iTunes and Spotify, and obviously on Rumble. Guys, if you want to have a look at the images of the tunnels, you can hop over to Rumble at Liberty Tactics. That's it. Good night, everybody. God bless. And I'm probably going to be updating this daily as we go along, actually, on this subject. So that's it. Good night. God bless.
A great friend of the site, retired Navy SEAL. I guess it's a permanent deal. Eric Prince, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Alex. Good morning.
Good morning to you, or is it good evening? I don't know the time change. It is evening there. So first of all, your thoughts on this, the FBI saying 99% chance, multiple agencies hacked Hillary's email server.
Sure. I mean, it's not like the foreign intelligence agencies leave a thank you note after they've hacked and stolen your data.
We've requested that, and they never oblige for some reason.
For some reason, not. But, you know, I want to give color on why the FBI, why Comey had to do that last week.
Yeah, please do.
Because of Wienergate and the sexting scandal, the NYPD started investigating it through a subpoena, through a warrant.
I'm interjecting. Anthony Weimer was running for mayor of New York. He was married to Huma Abedin. Huma Abedin had been with Clinton since she was 21 years of age as her age. She has links to the Muslim Brotherhood. She, 2 weeks ago, I think it was the weekend before, after the bloody Bezos wedding, she married, guess who? George Soros's son. The Q post told us to follow Huma. If you're on X, go and have a look at the few of the first posts on Huma Abedin, so comments, and I think you'll find myself there giving her a bit of crap. But yeah, that's just a bit on the Wiener laptop. Listen to what Eric Prince, who is head of Blackwater, which is a private military, and he's friends with Trump, and he was on a panel with Dan Bongino. Anywho, listen to this.
He searched his laptop and sure enough found those 650,000 emails. They found way more stuff than just the more information pertaining to the inappropriate sexting the guy was doing. They found State Department emails. They found a lot of other really damning criminal information, including money laundering, including the fact that Hillary went to this sex island with convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Bill Clinton went there more than 20 times. Hillary Clinton went there at least 6 times. The amount of garbage that they found in these emails of criminal activity by Hillary, by her immediate circle, and even by other Democratic members of Congress was so disgusting, they gave it to the FBI, and they said, we're going to go public with this if you don't reopen the investigation and you don't do the right thing with timely indictments. I believe, I know, and this is from a very well-placed source of mine at 1PP, One Police Plaza in New York. The NYPD wanted to do a press conference announcing the warrants and the additional arrests they were making in this investigation, and they've gotten huge pushback to the point of coercion from the Justice Department, with the Justice Department threatening to charge someone that had been unrelated in the accidental heart attack death of Eric Garner, the guy almost 2 years ago. So that's the level of pushback the Obama Justice Department is doing against actually seeking justice in these email and other related criminal matters. There's five different parts of the FBI conducting investigations into these things with constant downdraft from the Obama Justice Department. So in the, I hope, unlikely and very unfortunate event that Hillary Clinton is elected president, we will have a constitutional crisis that we have not seen, I believe, since 1860.
There you go. You can find that on SoundCloud. Breitbart News Daily, Eric Prince, November the 4th, 2016. I'll probably be back tomorrow. And by the way, Diddy sentencing is for October. I think it's the 3rd. I could be wrong, 3rd or 4th. But I'll be back tomorrow. God bless everyone.